It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is. Welcome to an exciting, awkward, naked version of Tyrus and Timf. I'm Tyrus. Yeah. It's Timf.
And I'm Timf. We're at the Patriot Awards.
So, I have fish tanks.
Yes.
I have several fish tanks. I have about 45 different fish tanks and cichlids and stuff. And I often would wonder what it was like to be on the other side of the fish tank as they swim around and I just watch them.
I know how it feels now.
We now know what it's like. And I got to be honest, I think I'm going to back up a little bit from my tank when I get home this weekend.
Because we're doing this.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's going to be on there's video here.
There's a video there too. Yeah.
Separated by a rope.
A rope.
We have some spectators.
Yes.
And we're sitting here watching, and it's like people get to see that we actually usually Devin is sitting over here, but she's not on. Devin Big League does.
Yeah, Devin.
She's like not today because we sit down and we don't know what we're going to talk about.
No, you know, we really don't. And I think the fact that we are at the Patriot Awards,
right?
The Hard Rock Hotel,
yeah, also known as Pete Hegseth. Time to shine.
Yes.
Yeah, like, this is...
It's the Pete Show.
Yeah, like, you know how Mariah Carey, like, she feels about Christmas?
Yes.
That's Pete Hegseth at the Patriot
Awards.
Yeah,
it's his thing. He's got... His hair is extra slicked back.
Yeah.
He's got extra gel in.
Yes.
He's for the troops.
There's gel, and then there's gel for the troops.
Yes, and he's gone full regalia.
Full regalia.
Which we don't use that term. Nary a time.
Nary a time.
Go, oh, thank you.
I didn't.
Someone loves me.
It's crazy because I didn't need to know that Pete Hegseth was hosting the Patriot Awards.
No.
To know that Pete Hegseth.
Even if I didn't know. Someone said, hey, Patriots Awards tomorrow, I'd be like, oh, Pete's hosting.
How's Pete doing?
Yeah.
Is Pete ready?
I think he's ready. His jacket with the American flag interior is cleaned and pressed.
Of course.
Ready to go. And then, of course, we're doing Gutfeld.
Yes.
Kind of live.
Live
here and then on later in the night, and that cat calls, and not calls to cat.
No.
Just in general.
Yes.
I think that was the theme.
Yes.
Well, so we need to teach our audience, by the time they hear this,
it'll be too late.
Well, but for next time.
Well, yes, because I think also the issue was today we're filming at like 2:30.
Is it the same place?
Yes, but yesterday we filmed at like 6:30.
Yes.
And they'd all been drinking. I mean,
since 3, but
probably beforehand. I mean, look, people are on vacation. People are drinking. I have yet to have a drink in Florida.
No. Well, when they said they're on the 5, I don't think they were even talking about the 5, the show.
No.
It was a 5 drink minimum to get ready
for
the show. Because if they were guitars, everybody was tuned up. It was ready to go.
It was
ready to go. And then you can't have Pete on.
No.
With his slicked hair, because you're going to get all I love you Pete's on.
All night long. I'm surprised that nobody rushed the stage and physically tried to grab him.
There was a couple. Well, you know what? There was a couple of rush filmings.
Yeah.
And then, because people wanted to just walk up and film the show. And I wanted to let them know it's okay. We're filming it. We got it covered. Like you can see it tonight. But then I watched the show back, and all our thunder got stolen by the lady behind me with the blue hair.
Oh,
she has become an internet sensation.
And she is.
And what if you're going to be disinterested in the show and text the whole time, don't have blue hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Do not stand out.
Like, right up there.
Yeah, like she yawned several times.
Yeah.
She texted.
Yeah.
She looked around. She agreed with one thing I said. And I know that because she turned and was like, that's a good one. But I think she's an internet sensation now.
But you were also in a different seat because you had the audience behind you.
Yeah, which is always my favorite thing is to have people behind me when
that's
I work.
How I'm often several times a week. I'm like that. And people on the internet will be like, where is she looking? Like, why does she keep looking back? Is she looking at a camera? I'm like, if I want to look at myself in the camera, I can look. There's cameras all over the place.
Well, you're married to a serviceman, so you're half
servicewoman. Yes.
And you're worried about your 6.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of, well, it would be a three because
it's half,
but yeah.
It's like I'm looking back at the audience because it feels so weird to sometimes just like have them all behind you.
Yeah. And as a rule, I trust no one. So I'm always like,
yeah.
You know, and when there's a bright blue head of hair, mm-hmm. you just kind of have to look.
Yeah.
Because that's not our typical base.
But also that's, you want people to look.
Hair dye is not a big thing unless it's stone white or jet black.
You want people.
Those are our two. Those are our two hair dye fan bases.
You want people to look.
Yeah.
Like, you're not born with blue hair.
No, that's no matter how much you want to
be. Yeah. That's not a that's a decision that you make, and it's a process. Like, you have to dye your hair, you have to bleach your hair and then dye blue or whatever.
So you got to go blonde first.
Yeah.
And then
it's a
go
two,
blue.
So then you have a time there to be like, okay, I could just stay blonde and still fit in. But no, it's you take two steps for the blue hair. So you want people to look at you. You're not like, you know what? I really just want to blend in. I think for hair, my hair color, I'm going to go with blue.
But then she countered it because she did not want to just be noticed for her hair.
Right.
Or her. For her hair. She went with a full Dr. Seuss yellow and orange dress with frills.
Yeah.
Like, she was going to be noticed whether you wanted it or not. I felt like if you were doing LSD, that would be the flower.
Yeah.
That you would see. It was like that just crazy color. So she went second
Maybe
time.
Maybe she
using
thought
it.
The Patriot Awards was an LSD party.
Yeah, or a Dr. Seuss Award. I could see how that could happen because she had like a kerfumple dress going on. But like that's all. Every time it went to me, I was like, well, there she is. So mission accomplished.
I don't think anybody at the Patriot Awards is on acid. But what if I'm wrong?
Maybe.
What
kill
if someone
me.
Was like, perfect time to take a tab?
They just all
Patriot
brought it out.
Patriot Awards.
Patriot Awards. We're also, we're making America great again, and we're bringing back Quaaludes. Like, you know, they're back. We found some in a safe, and we've never been a better time to buy gold.
Yes.
Silver. And Quaaludes are back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I have no idea what it is. I think I heard my mother talk about it briefly when I was like five, saying that she would never talk to that guy again. Because he was on Quaaludes, and I had no clue, but apparently,
I don't know.
It was so good they discontinued it.
Yeah, perhaps
they lost the recipe.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, apparently
it was a big deal because I think it was around the same time people were doing a lot of coke.
Right.
So then, like, you're doing a lot of coke, they're too awake. What do you need? You need to tranquilize yourself to go to sleep.
So that's what a Quaalude was. I guess lewd.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking it made you rude. Like, like Quaalude. Like, you just.
I think it was a sleepy thing. Yeah. I don't know.
We really need somebody from the 60s to explain it to us.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Is there anyone here?
Is anybody.
That was big into Quaaludes at the time would like to answer a couple questions?
Yeah. Okay. We have a.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Anybody?
We have a professor from Ohio State. we'll protect his real name.
Anybody
if
here?
Anyone can explain to me.
What a Quaalude is.
What a Quaalude, and why did it fail?
Why did it fail?
Because I think it's important today to figure out what things didn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know why it failed.
Right. So it was winning.
It was psychedelic. It was winning, yes. Yeah.
So it was too good.
I think other things came along and, you know, just move on.
So it was like buggy whips. Like at the time, to get a horse moving, you needed a buggy whip. But then cars came and you didn't need a buggy whip anymore.
So
Quaaludes were like dinosaurs. Their time was just
he's not forgotten.
He's not
like,
forgotten.
They didn't fail.
No.
Like, I'm
no.
so Never glad forget. Someone's finally talking about this.
I dream about it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm so glad somebody's finally talking
about
this.
Thank you.
See, this is why, like, there's so many untapped markets that we don't even know about.
No.
The people here, we bring up Quaaludes. There's a guy being like, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah. It's not every day a professor from Ohio State who just happens to know a lot about the pharmaceutical industry is just walking by.
No, quite not.
That's what happens at the Patriot Awards.
Patriot Awards.
It takes
it's
all
crazy.
Kinds. Tires and Tim will be back in three shakes of a peacock's tail. You figure that out, we'll be waiting.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
People here are very excited. We've been super busy. Like nonstop work. And it's just funny, even people watching the show, like some people think they know certain, like yesterday I was walking around, I was drinking a seltzer water with a lime in it. And someone was like, what are you drinking? I was like, I'm drinking like what tequila. I'm like, I'm drinking seltzer.
You just
drink
a seltzer water because a lot of people don't know this, but being drunk in front of the camera doesn't work.
No.
Doesn't work. You think you're hilarious.
Right.
And then you watch the tape back and you're like, yeah. Was my eye wonky the entire time?
Yeah.
Drooling, you know, really slow response. Really long stories.
Yes. And in stand-up...
It's like Emily Campagno, basically. Stand-up, yes.
Yeah. In stand-up, you go through that where it's like, you know, if you go to like back... I'm talking like back in the day when I was living in D.C. doing a lot of open mics.
So the 90s. Yeah. Late 90s. Back in the day. Early 2000s.
It was like 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
And I was doing a lot of open mics and there'd be people that would come do them and they'd be just like shit-faced. And then they get off stage and be like, how'd I do? I'm like, were you...
Because they don't. Anybody who's ever been pulled over by a police officer, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
That's drunk always thinks.
Yeah.
They can outtalk the drunkenness.
Yeah.
Because your mind isn't drunk.
Yeah.
So your mind's like, listen, just tell them, I'm just tired. It was a late night. I'm fine. Just trying to get home. I was out doing charity work for the children.
Yeah.
And I was swerving because I was just praying to the Lord so loud. But when it comes out, it's like, yeah. It was drink and I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
But in your brain, you just said, good evening, officer. How are we?
If you watch Cops, they always say, like, I had two beers. It's never one. It's always exactly two beers. It's like, that way he's going to think I'm being honest with them. Like,
yeah. I'll level with the officer, I had two beers.
It's like.
At least you give the officer the respect of saying two drinks. Because in my household, I'd be like, you've had too much. I've had one drink.
Yeah.
I've just had one drink.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. And I'm like, you didn't have one. You had one 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
But you had. So at least the police officers get the respect. I don't know if Cam tells the truth when you call him out and be like.
I can always tell.
Yeah. Anytime Ingrid's had more than one, I know she's never had just one.
Right.
In 10 years. Has never had just one. I don't care where we are. I'll have one glass of wine and then be like, oh, that's my limit.
Yeah.
It's like seven later.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll have one more. And she thinks she gets funnier.
Yeah.
As she drinks. But no one's ever been brave enough to tell her that she's not. And then I always say,
I'm not.
And then I always had enough and be like, look, I think I know a little something about comedy. This ain't it, kid. And then it will be, you're just jealous.
Well, you left. We had that part, like ad sales.
Yeah, I was out.
You left
early.
I stayed till 10:30. I didn't drink at all because, like, I actually haven't drank in like more than 2 weeks, just because I like to take breaks. Again, we talk about this all the time. If I had an alcohol problem, Greg would not be able to say those things on the show because that would be like a legal liability.
Yeah.
Like,
and he knew.
Right. Yeah.
Like, she's completely hammered today, but yet I keep putting her on TV.
Right.
That says more about him than you, right?
If I was actually like that much of a booze bag where he thought that there was maybe even a whisper of a possibility that I'd have to do a stay at Passages Malibu, he would not do that because then he's making fun of a disability. And then
we're all in the green
room. Actually, that could be worth it.
Anyone seen Kat?
Yeah.
Her and a Maker's Mark are in the bathroom getting ready for the show.
If I were a real alcoholic or drug addict, that would actually be so lucrative for me because I would have such
an amazing case. It's almost worth thinking about.
I know. Thinking about developing
the idea
purposeful alcoholism.
Now look, we here at Tires and Tims do not condone alcoholism.
No, we
at all.
No, yeah.
But
we
if
know
you
it's
must
a tough disease, we
get paid for it and don't drive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the two bugaboos. So
exactly.
Maybe the next time he does that joke, I'll be like, oh, Gutfeld.
But
you know she has a problem.
Yeah. But it
How
became,
dare you, sir?
As the night went on, it became, you know, as we know, you know, Greg's sister and brother-in-law. You remember from. I was at Nashville or Dallas.
See, this
they
is where
were partying.
I always leave.
Yeah.
Like a lot of you guys don't know this, but I'm a ninja.
Yes, you are.
I know
like,
I'm 6'8".
Out of here.
But no one knows how to get out of a room slicker, quieter, and quicker than I do.
It's true.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's court, a party. Your Honor, we call. Where'd he go? He was here just a minute ago. Like, I am the master at getting out. Even last night, it's like I think I can talk about this because, again, by the time this airs, we'll be out of here.
Yeah.
I go around and purposely have conversations with everybody. So everyone goes like, yeah, I just talked to him a second ago. So that's my
true.
Setup.
Because I did just talk to you a second ago.
Boom. So
and then you were gone.
And then I go. I make sure I talk to everybody long enough to where we have some meaningful conversation of some sort. And then make my way. And I go, did I talk to everyone? And then boom, smoke bomb, gone. Like, that's the move.
Well, I was sitting down, just chilling, relaxing, and people started to dance. Like, Greg's sister, Greg's brother-in-law, Elle's
mom. The Gutfeld's party.
Yeah, they started to dance. And she goes, Kat, dance.
There's no music, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there is no music while this dancing is happening.
Maybe, yeah, like a faint.
It's like rhythmic dancing.
In the background. And I'm sitting there and I have my sandals on. My sandals have no grip. So I'm sitting there. She's like, dance with me. And I'm like, no. And she grabs me and pulls me and drags me across
and
the
floor. And Kat, for the record, is 87 pounds.
I had no choice.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was it, a waltz? Was it a dance battle?
Yeah, it was a little more freestyle, I would say.
Did anybody do the robot?
No. I just don't know how they, I mean, to her credit, love Greg's sister. I mean, she's partying, but then she's up. She's ready to go.
Well, he's like that too. Like, yeah. I think I can't do that. If the only time I really drink is in my house.
Yeah.
Because then I don't have to go far anywhere. And usually just sleep where I started.
Yeah.
So I will start in my chair. And I will finish in my chair, you know?
Yeah.
And that's it. An occasional bathroom break.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. Because I don't have to go anywhere. And if anyone disagrees with me, I could just say it's my house.
Yeah. Yesterday I was like, well, I have to get up at 6:30. So I'm not going to. And I got up. I worked out. Feeling good. Because we have a long day today.
Yep. We have a long day.
And there's just no need to do it.
You cannot. And plus, as you get older.
Yeah.
You can't drink like you used to.
No.
Like, there's, like, the 20s, you can get drunk and, like, throw up and then just be fine. Like, 20s. I just got to throw up and then you can go about your day. You can't do that in your 40s.
Remarkable. When I was an intern at the Washington Times and I was, like, I was 20, I just used an ID that said I was 21.
Right.
I hope the statute of limitations on that's over, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you're just a scotch over 29.
I'm 34 now.
So you're good.
But I would go out and I had to be on the shuttle bus at like 7 or 8 in the morning every morning, and I never had a problem. I never felt bad going into work because like I was so excited to have this internship. I fought for this internship. I did a great job. I had 10 front page articles in a 10-week internship,
killing it.
Was out drinking. Not every night, but some nights I'd be out super late drinking. I'd be on that shuttle bus ready to go.
See, for me, it was when I was 34 that I stopped publicly drinking.
Oh.
Because I was fresh off a divorce and went out partying every night and got drunk with my boys every night and got 3 children
and
in 3 months.
Three kids, you are not.
Yeah, so I said, I didn't want 4.
3 kids.
So I just said, you know what? I can't afford to drink anymore because I have to raise children.
Yeah.
And two, I got to stop drinking because I make really bad decisions.
Yeah.
I love my kids, but again, preferably one donor is usually the better way to go.
As you always say, you would
like
to
be a one womb guy.
Yeah.
I have the United Nations because, as you all know, wombs are attached to brains and personalities.
Right.
And they don't always see eye to eye.
Right.
With you.
With you or each other.
Yeah. Especially when they thought they were the only one.
Yeah.
You know, and they have evidence.
All your kids are like 6 feet tall.
It's a constant reminder every time, like, you know, I'm going to let him go. There goes one of his. You know, it's like, it's nice. Thanksgiving. I'm getting all my kids together for Thanksgiving. So that's going to be, it's going to be fun. But it's my first vacation in 6 years. So
I was going to say,
I'm off the grid.
Yeah.
I'm done. I won't post. I'm actually leaving my phone in my truck for 10 days.
Oh, wow.
Just to see what happens. You know,
awesome.
let's just see what happens.
Awesome.
If the world stops, and now someone's like, what if there's an emergency? Well, everybody I care about
what
is
kind
in my
of
house.
Emergency?
And everybody that I can't reach out to is in another state. So even if something happened, other than me going, no, oh my God, no, what do you, oh no, no, there's not much else I can do.
Right.
You know, I guess I could Zelly something.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Who was it? I think that was, I went and saw Bill Burr like 8 years ago.
Burr is money.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
So there was a woman on her phone and like texting, and he was like, he called her out. He's like, you have your phone. She's like, I'm tagging like my kid is home. He's like, well, if something's happened to your kid, there's nothing you can do about it right here.
No.
Like,
no, other than go, no.
Yeah,
no.
Your kid, if your kid's in trouble, your kids, there's nothing you're going to do to be able to solve that.
And another thing I'm going to do is I'm not going to watch the news.
Yeah.
I am not going to watch the news. I'll just occasionally look out my house and see if I see planes or any bombs going off. And if that's not happening, we're good.
That was
for 10 days.
Yeah, when I was on my honeymoon, I didn't really look at any news. I was just really in the moment. And that was when Biden gave that speech that with behind that like red background or whatever.
Oh, Lord Biden.
Yeah,
yes,
that picture. And I went on Twitter for the first time just for like a second. And then I saw that picture everywhere and I quote tweeted. I'm like, is this real? Like, I didn't know because I had not been on social media for like a week.
I had seen that speech before, but it was in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Like, it literally, if you don't watch a lot of Star Wars stuff.
Star Wars.
And the only thing he didn't say is that the Death Star will be fully operational, you know, and Skywalker's, I guess Trump is Skywalker, but they will be done. But it was the same, like, whoever was, because I realize you get a lot of different jobs, right? And you're in Hollywood and you're a producer and a graphic designer on Star Wars, and then things went on hard times, and you get a job at the White House, and like the president is having a speech. You know, I do have that backdrop for the sequel that we never did.
Yeah.
It's really cool. The Emperor came out, threatened to destroy the world in this awesome dark red, because red is always the color. I know they say it's the color of love, but it's also the color of evil. Like, if you paint a room in your house red, and go have a conversation.
People are going to think it's a sex thing.
And see how long before it turns into an argument.
Yeah.
It's like, you cannot be in an all red room without going down. Like,
yeah.
Someone's going to get irritated, or they're going to think you have a house of prostitution.
Exactly. It's a sex thing.
Which apparently is running rampant here.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I went down to gamble as I was walking to work.
On the way. How some people go to Starbucks and get a coffee.
Investigative reporting.
You went to get a gamble.
Yeah, I wanted to see what was all behind this blackjack thing. I heard some rumors about it.
Gotcha.
To my surprise, it was not a game about African-American history. So I was a little shocked by that because it's blackjack. So I expected a brother to tell me. So yeah. Apparently it's a card game of some sort. And Ingrid said, oh, I'll play too. So I reached in and I pulled out a $100 bill and I went to hand it to her. And the lady said, sir, you can't do that. And I was like, can't do what? Like, you can't give that lady money. I said, hey, she's taking it from me all the time. I can give it to her if I want to. This is my wife. And she was like, how do we know that? I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
And then,
how do we know
and then
that?
Ingrid goes, they think I'm a prostitute. And I said, wait a minute, well, how come I couldn't be the prostitute? Like,
that's true. That's, you know, sexist.
Why
you
could
have a lawsuit.
Yeah. Like, are you saying that I could not be a man of the night?
Yeah.
That I'm out here working?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, apparently there's a rule here that you cannot exchange cash in front of the dealers.
Interesting.
But she let us know that I could get up, leave, out of her sight, and I don't know what her vision was.
Right. You didn't know. You
make
didn't know.
An exchange of money.
Yeah.
And then come back and do the deed. So she's not against prostitution. She's just against it in front of her.
Seeing.
Which I kind of respect.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we then went to another table, try the experiment where Ingrid gave me money and he said nothing. And to which I said, so you're saying I'm not attractive enough to be a prostitute. Sir, shouldn't you tell her, man, you cannot give him that cash.
I am not attractive enough to do sex professionally.
No, apparently
that
not.
That is the meanest thing you could say to somebody.
That's all, my self-esteem was dented.
Like, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, I know if things fall out and go rock bottom, you won't see me on the corner.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to find another way.
That's true.
Because apparently I'm not going to make any money.
That's
true. And I'm looking around at the Hard Rock, and I'm not seeing ladies of the night everywhere. Like, I'm not seeing this.
Right.
I expected to be able to, like, it's kind of like when you people watch and you, like, then you see, like, Men in Black.
Yeah.
So you think everyone's an alien the next time you people walk, and you're like watching everybody go, oh, that's an alien. That's an alien.
So you've been awakened to this.
So then now I'm sitting there last night, like, looking for prostitutes, not for purchase, but I just wanted to see the epidemic that the dealers were so
concerned
about.
Because they're apparently like, they see a money, that's the first thing they think. So it must be.
Right. So then I found an older woman with blue hair. And she could pick out all the prostitutes.
Really?
Which is anyone under 50 that is walking in a dress. Look at her. Look at her showing her legs, prostitute. I was like, that's what I needed. It was like having a seeing eye dog so I could see all the, but she, everyone was a, but she never called me one either. So even with the,
yeah, she older didn't ones, pick, you know what I think about all the time? Is how hard everybody must have laughed. This is very off topic. At the first,
our show is
the
off
first
topic.
Person to come up with the idea of like leader dogs for the blind.
Yeah.
They must have been like, the dog is going to lead around a blind person through the crosswalk. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, that probably went through.
Lo and behold, it's a massive industry.
Because why did cats? Well, we know why.
Who thought that?
As soon as I said that.
I got it. A golden retriever. You don't have eyes. No problem. I got a golden retriever for you.
Yeah, you couldn't have a cat.
People must have been insulted. They must have been so pissed. Like, what drugs are you on, sir?
Quaaludes.
That you think, Quaaludes. The solution to the people who are blind is to get them a golden retriever to lead them through the streets and the traffic. But it was the answer. I bet you, yeah. Like, how did that, that's one of those ideas that I, it works.
You got to go back
how
and
did
look
it go,
at it.
How did it go from the idea to the execution?
Was there
how
an experiment? From, right. Was it a goat at first?
Yeah. Nope.
You know, we know it wasn't cats because a cat would stop to see you get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Because Like I read a thing about cats is that they're the only animal that domesticated themselves.
Yeah.
They're like, it's cold out here. I'm just going to go by chill in this house and just hang out and get food, wait for them to die and eat their face.
I heard that meowing, cats didn't used to meow until they intermingled with humans.
Yeah.
And they evolved to meow to manipulate humans. Because
they're like,
cute.
What could I say cute enough for this dumb ape to feed me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, there had to be some experiments.
Like Jeans has a great life and Jeans has no redeeming qualities.
And would trade you in for a better time. In a lot of ways, cats are a lot like high maintenance women who are like, would the money's out? Oh, I'm sorry. This is over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Yeah. You're like, you always know if you have a good relationship when the bank account's out and if your wife's like, well, what are we going to do? Or
Jeans
I'm
like,
not attracted to you anymore.
Jeans is like, can be like really manipulative emotionally. Like he knows how much I love him and I love him so much and he loves me. But when I was gone for 2 weeks.
Take him to the doctor across town.
I know.
During a pandemic.
Yes.
In a snowstorm.
Yes. But when I was gone for 2 weeks. He was upset about that. And we had somebody stay at the apartment who he cares about.
You had a
about.
Cat, for the record, she had a cat sitter.
Yeah, who's also like has knowledge of how to give him his medication, all that stuff. But when we came back, he wouldn't go near me. But you know what he did do? He was going all over Cam and like rubbing like his head all over Cam's
face.
Because
he knew it wasn't Cam's idea.
To try to hurt me.
Yeah.
To try to be like, look, I've moved on. Look at me and how little I care about you because you left. And so it's not because he cared about Cam more. Cam is just a pawn in his game.
Yeah. It'd be like if you went out to dinner with your new girlfriend and the ex that dumped you shows up with her boyfriend.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And she's just there to.
She doesn't like the guy.
No, she's just there to put her arm around and laugh at all his jokes, which would be really upsetting because she never laughed at any of mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just everything he does is hilarious. And
yes.
Then just like picks up the bill to where you just can't. You never did. Sorry, excuse me, honey. You never did any of that for me just to get that reaction. And it worked because it worked. We're talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he does love Cam now, but it's like never an incident where he chooses Cam over me.
No, I had
except in a manipulative sense.
I had cats when I was a kid, but it was like strays who just showed up. And it's like, I'll hang around for a while. Like it was like a lease. You get leased by cats,
right?
If you're drowning, the dog will jump in and drown with you, trying to save you. The cat would be like, "We had good fun while you were here, dog. Just try to keep your face above water, so I have something to eat before I get rescued." That's the.
Well,
I read a story somewhere where somebody died in their apartment, and when they finally came to get him, his cats crawled out of him. Because they'd been eating him for like
I would love months. It if Jeans ate me because like what are you going to do with my body anyway?
Well, I think after that Dahmer thing, it's like you're together forever. That was not your defense for eating a person.
Yeah.
I feel like just don't have one.
Yeah. I would say what did we learn today, but I feel like that's obvious. Like,
yeah, we learned that Quaaludes
exactly.
Although loved, did not stand the test of
but
time.
But we know that like people are still thinking, you know, people miss it.
I mean, how random is that?
I know.
We said we need a Quaalude expert and 10 people.
Yeah, more
but
than
I
one.
Picked the guy who had the Ohio State shirt on because he could be a professor of some sort. So, yeah.
Of course.
So, all for more podcasts like this, just like this.
Exactly like this.
You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com, hashtag Quaalude. I'm Tyrus. This is Timf.
Yes.
Devin is not here.
She's so, right there, but she's too good for the air.
Y'all enough said. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.